Winston City Council, June 22nd, 2021, 7 p.m.
One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call, please. Counselor White. Counselor Cunningham. Counselor Harris.
Here.
Counselor DeWall.
Here.
And the mayor, Scott Rutter, is here as well. Thank you much. Adjustments to the agenda.
Your Honor, Mayor, and councilors and audience, we need to add under 4C, we make a D there for Mr. Robert Zuber, who's going to present us our insurance renewal.
That's under 4?
Uh-huh.
A D, okay.
4 reports, uh-huh, number D.
Okay. Okay.
I have a question, though. Should we do an adjustment to the agenda if we need approval to add a new park board member?
Not yet.
Okay.
Or do we?
Was that? Should be.
It should be adjusted? Okay.
She's in there and she didn't get put on the agenda.
So. Okay.
So then we need to add another member. Okay. So where will we put that one then?
Under this.
And the park board report, okay. How about just B? And we'll do after she's done with her.
That works.
Good.
Hello.
Good call, Teresa. Well, we have exceeded the limit here.
And put yours out in the audience, hallway.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to suspend the council meeting at this moment to open up the Urban Renewal Agency meeting. Councilor Harris?
Resolution 21-044, looking at adopting the fiscal year 2021-2022 budget with appropriations. Mark's not here. Ann, are you going to read that?
Yes, it's by title only. This is Resolution 21-044, a resolution to adopt the budget for the Urban Renewal Agency for the City of Winston for the fiscal year 2021-2022 in the amount of $293,934.
Looking for any comments from the audience on the adoption of the urban renewal budget. Comments closed. Looking for a motion to approve the budget.
I make a motion to approve the resolution 21-044.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign.
Motion carries.
Motion carries.
Go ahead and adjourn the meeting.
Adjourned.
This is a lot of hoops to go through, but this is how we're supposed to do it. Consent agenda, approval of the council minutes from June 7th.
I make a motion that we approve the minutes as read.
I second.
Motion and a second to approve the minutes from the council meeting of June 7th. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. Comments from the audience. Anyone wishing to discuss items not covered in this agenda are welcome to address the City Council as a whole. Please state your name and address for the record. Each speaker will be given a maximum of 3 minutes. Speakers may not defame, intimidate, or use profanity or personal affronts. The Council reserves the right to delay action until they have full information on the issue. Would anyone like to speak to the Council?
That's just about this one agenda you were just talking about, right?
This is if you have moment. Something you want to say to the council. Nothing specific to what's on the agenda.
Oh, okay.
But you need to come up here, ma'am, on the podium.
Are you speaking about an agenda item?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. My name is Judith Smithson. You want my address?
Please.
Okay. 31 Southeast Thompson, space 34.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes, we have some concern. Trying to understand a notice we pages, the first pages, sound like they changed the rules and regulations for the temporary park, that we can't have temporary fences or plants. And I brought a copy of it, so if you want to understand. But it sounds like this is all from the police, that because it's a 100-year flood zone. So our concern is all of this a change in policy because of the 100-year flood zone, or when did it come into effect? Or to kind of explain, since it always was there, a lot of us have the plants. And, you know, it says we can only have two or three.
Right, correct. It's not necessarily anything that's new. It's just something that... Councilor Cunningham, would you like to speak to this issue?
Yes.
Since you seem to be updated on it.
Yeah, very much so. First of all, I don't know about the letter that he sent out to you.
Would you like a copy?
Yes, very much so. Very much so. And if you could make some copies for us, we appreciate it.
Well, I have a copy. I left it.
Well, we'll there be copies
so
here.
We can see it, because I'm not aware of it.
Okay, yeah. But we had to revise the ordinance because of new regulations that came down from FEMA. And so what you are witnessing, basically the FEMA says, is that if you are in a flood zone, you have to be ready to be able to move out within a half hour of notice. Therefore, you can't have the, you know, attachments to the motorhomes or the fifth wheels. You have to have them. If you have a fifth wheel, you have to have a vehicle that can readily remove the RV. And what that is not from us so much as it is federal law.
Okay, this is what we wanted to
Okay,
do.
So basically what we did was that we had to update our ordinance, and then also to be duly... what's the word I'm looking for? Making sure that the owners of the trail, you know, the campground, has a duty to provide information to the residents of the changes. Okay, so basically, the bottom line is that this was a FEMA-driven change in a federal regulation. And basically in which the city, the county, or the state really does not have much control on.
Okay. So that okay. Also, in that new regulation, the FEMA, that included not having more than two or three potted plants in there?
No.
And that the trash had to go out immediately?
That is something that's driven.
That's what we'd like to see, the letter, because there are things that we asked for, things that FEMA asked for that we relayed to the owners of the properties, and if they're making these adjustments, then they've done additional things on their own. So if we could have a copy of the letter, it would be kind of nice. I can't read that far away after
And then I wanted to show you something.
So basically what we're talking about is, if he may have added stuff to that, the basic for the FEMA is that, one, you have to have that vehicle or fifth wheel ready to be moved out and have the capability of moving out within a half an hour of a flood notice. Okay, so that means that if you have attachments to that, okay, and it's attached to the motor, to the RV or the motorhome, that would be a no-no. If it's just sitting there loosely where you can just pull it back, that's something else. If you have fencing that is blocking your removal, again, that is something else. You cannot have anything that's going to impede the rapid removal of a recreational vehicle.
Okay. David, I just read, there's a paragraph in the letter, and I'm going to read it so we've all heard it. The city wanted all fencing and sheds removed, and I worked with the compliance officer on behalf of our tenants. I imagine this is from this, hang on a second. It doesn't. From an attorney, I don't know who wrote the letter.
Lori, somebody.
They all come, we're not allowed to talk to management, we'll talk to
them. Here's the owners at the bottom.
Okay,
that's
okay. Thank you.
Showing
you. Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so as I finish the letter, on behalf of our tenants, at this time they are not requiring all fences be removed, and I worked with the compliance officer on behalf of our tenants. At this time, they are not requiring all fences be removed. They did request I notify all tenants with excessive fencing, potted plants, and other stuff stored in spaces. So from what I'm reading in this letter, and I'm not an attorney, I'm not even much of a mayor, but what I'm reading in this letter is they're not really asking you to do anything other than to be prepared to move.
Yeah. Well, okay. They're saying if we get a $250 fine from the police on any of this...
Well, that's why we're going to have a little bit more of a conversation amongst Chief Sardi and his staff.
Okay, well, then the second one...
Go ahead. I'll tell you what,
see, this one says it's a temporary RV park. The second notice, which they dated, is... maintenance. This one says manufactured housing communities of Oregon, and it specifies that we're on probation if we don't do just that. So that the second one voids all of it.
Okay, Chief, you have a comment, please?
So two things to this. One is my ordinance officers out there trying to get everyone in compliance. That could be RV parks, that could be residential housing, that could be businesses. That's his job, that's what he does. So he follows the ordinance to that. I am more than happy to work with anybody to try to get them up to compliance. We're not out there to write citations for non-compliance. Our goal is to get compliance. That's our goal. So we'll do everything we can, as long as the person that we're dealing with is moving in the direction that we want them to move, to get them into compliance, we're okay with that. What you're looking at is, I'm guessing from the management, the letter from the management, or the owners.
Yeah.
I don't have any control over that. The owners can do what they want to do in their parks. What we'll give them is the ordinance. So the ordinance that's set by the council to enforce, that's what we would enforce.
Yeah,
well, so if the ordinance, you know, moving the potted plants, the fencing, that's gonna be a owner decision, that's not us. We're gonna look at, like what the mayor was talking about, the recommendations and the information for FEMA to get you guys in compliance, because I've been here since 96, and that park has flooded once since I've been here. And it flooded all the way.
Hasn't been 100 years though.
No.
Yeah. So, and it flooded all the way up to just on the first level,
yes.
Where we were actually, I was moving people out.
Just a minute, sir.
So.
Okay. So, have you?
Yeah.
Your 3 minutes. Your 3 minutes are up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
No.
As for this, I may answer something for you. Okay. I used to live in River Place in a manufactured home community, so I'm well aware of the title there. Okay. And this did not originate from the city. This came from the state.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so that's why we didn't know anything about it.
But that was sent to us in our mailboxes from the...
Right.
That's still forwarded to you from
the state,
management.
From the state of Oregon.
Yeah. Okay. Management.
And it tells you right up on top here that it's from the, you know, from the state of Oregon.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so what they got on there, let's put it this way. If he's sending this on to you, that means that is a compliance issue between you, them, and the state. Okay? What our ordinance says is that you have to have your recreational vehicle or your motorhome be able to evacuate the area within the next amount of time. That's what we're concerned about. If there is fencing, for instance, if you have a fence in the front and you can't get the vehicle out, okay? And we're trying to make this as lenient and as painless as absolutely possible.
Well, which one of those letter applied to us? Because the one says we're a recreational temporary park, and that one says we're a mobile home community.
In this mobile home community, all right, in the United States, its title, I'm trying to remember what it was. There are two sections. One is for manufactured homes, and one is for recreational vehicle parks.
Oh, okay.
Okay? And so there's two separate distinct, okay? If I remember correctly, now I may be mistaken, okay? Where this starts in, I believe, is in section 35 of the Oregon Ordinance, a manufactured home community. You can Google it, so to speak, and you can get the full rundown of everything, of every single thing.
Okay.
You got to try, because we were on the city of Winston.
Oh, understood.
Couldn't find it.
Yeah.
Okay,
so basically what that's where we're at, okay? And one, we're abiding by the federal law.
Yeah, so.
And two, that is an entirely different issue from the city.
Okay, we were suspicious FEMA came.
Well, I am absolutely pleased that you brought this up. Because then it not only affects this trailer park, but the other ones also, because they may have gotten the same notice.
So okay. Thank you very much.
So that is greatly, greatly appreciated.
Robert Zuber may have something to add on this, and I'll get to you next, sir.
The record for the city, I have a little bit of this. I do handle and deal with national flood insurance, and FEMA is not fun to deal with, believe me. But the part of this issue is one thing when you said permanent walls, because right in the FEMA guidelines, all fences and stuff in a floodway have to be what they call breakable fences. They cannot divert the flood direction in any way.
Called the floodway.
The floodway, yeah. And that, unfortunately, that park down there, if it's the one deal, is in the floodway. And they do use a 100-year floodplain. They don't use the fence. There's no reason. It don't matter how many dams they put in afterwards. The problem is the 64 flood came, and the floodplain was clear up to the...
And we're only 42 years away from the next one, if that's the case.
Yeah. Once it gets past there, then you're off the record. Then you go to the 94.
Yeah. Don't they call that the shadow of conveyance, with what the water does in a facility like that? Yeah.
Well, okay. Floodplain. Floodplain is just where water seeps out and it raises slowly. Floodway is when you see a flood and you see debris floating down along the side through the residential area. That is a floodway. And that's how FEMA determines it. Floodway is the has to be moving water. Floodplain is saturation, where it expands out slowly.
So. Great. Thank you, Robert. Appreciate that explanation.
Yeah. And one other thing is, for the cities, while they're having worries, if the city loses, they're not in compliance, they lose their ability as a recognized community by National Flood, and nobody in the community could get any federally backed loans or state backed loans. So all your bank loans, your home deal would basically cripple the community. When I was in Washington,
you really are a doubter, you know that.
They were not compliant and they could not get flood insurance.
Okay.
And all the loans had to be by private money. If anybody's had loans for private money, you know, you pay a lot more money down, a lot more.
Good, sir. Fingers.
Yeah. So.
Great, thank you, Rob. Appreciate it. Sir, you had something you wanted to add to, please?
Yeah,
you need to come up here to the podium, state your name and address, please.
My name is Stephen Orr, and I live at the same place as she does, but I don't remember what that's at.
Okay, that's fine.
I was told that I have to get my truck tag right now, and it's been living in the same place for 3 or 4 years. And I didn't have tags on it because I had a DUI and I don't drive it on the street.
That is, Chief, you want to speak to that, please?
So I think that was part of the ordinance, if I recall, I talked about.
They have to have a tagged vehicle to remove the
vehicle has to be roadworthy, which is also.
It's roadworthy, but it's just waiting for me to get my license back.
Right.
Yeah.
That's something we can deal with on a one-on-one. Why don't you come down and see me about it?
Perfect. Thank you. Anybody else wish to speak to this issue? I got a feeling you're all from the same place. And when I say we're moving on to the next subject, you're all going to get up and leave. Well, we filled the room for a bit, folks. Anybody else like to, any more comments from the audience?
Can I just
ma'am?
Say
one thing? Just a second.
I'll start crying.
Well,
phase 43, and it's going on our ninth year there. And the critical event, there's no way we can pull that out because we don't have a big enough truck. And it'd be hard to get somebody to help pull that out. And a lot of people still got lots of flowers compared to us. And how is anybody going to get out when they're in 30 minutes? If they load up and pull out, there's only one way in there.
Yeah, you know, sadly.
There's going to be a jam in there.
But what you need to do is get organized and get your owner of the park to show you the way that you can get out safely. And you folks all are included. You need to get together and say, okay, this is the route we're going to take. And have it set up before you have anything bad happen. It's preparation ahead of time.
You've got about.
I always go from a friend that lives around here most all her life. And she said, every place you go is a river. So they go to think everybody goes to the rivers.
It appears that that's what the drive from the state and the feds are going to be. We're just trying to comply with their rules.
Then do you have to put tag for your trailer? We have got the money.
I don't know how you resolve it. I really don't. I know it's.
We've been having a hard time up there.
Right. Well, you know.
We lost our mobile home because of stuff like this.
Yeah.
We can't get a dime out of it.
I don't know what to
say. Just right here. I can't do nothing. My husband can't really do nothing. He's been about five times since we've been there. Hurt his hip and hurt his back. But lucky he didn't break his hip. But all this confusion is making it hard for me. They're trying to cope with him. You know what I mean?
I
and then to find somebody. We had, when we had that food in there, we had the lady that worked at I-5, our repair sales and the Southern, they're the ones that put it in there for us. Because we didn't have a enough truck. And I don't know anybody that has one. We want to pull that out.
I don't have a suggestion for you. I really don't. I apologize and I'm sorry for your situation.
So if we had to get tagged for our big trailer, how far back do we have to go?
You only have to have a license.
You just have to have a license for a current.
For when you're moving it.
So if you had to be this year?
I would imagine.
It says from 20 to 21.
Yep.
You typically license an RV for 2 years.
2 years.
So, but listen, I understand the frustration. What we're, our angle and our approach is to try to get some people in compliance. That's our goal. We're not out here trying to write everyone's citations. It's not what we want. We want compliance. And we're willing to work with everybody. We're not going to, you know, my ordinance officer goes out there and lines it out and tells everyone, and basically it can be a threat in a way when you're saying, hey, if you don't get it done, you're going to get a citation. But the goal is to get compliance, and that's our angle. I can't say it enough, all right?
I'm sure your officers, if there was a flood and they're trying to move out, are going to be sitting writing people tickets for registration.
Yeah, I mean, right. You're talking very low priority stuff here. We're just trying to find an angle so we can get the park somewhat a little bit cleaner looking in appearance on the city end, but also comply federal regulations. That's our goal. And like with you, I don't have an answer for you. What I would recommend is maybe talking to somebody that has a truck, like what Dory was saying, talk to someone that has a truck or have an angle of approach. Have something set up so if something happens and we call down there and say, hey, we got to evacuate, we're not going to worry about YouTube. We already know you guys have a plan. You're going to have someone from somewhere come down with a truck, hook it up, even if you got to rent it, whatever, to get it out of there. All right.
And if I may make a suggestion, you said you bought your trailer up at Sutherland?
Yeah, we bought the trailer.
Okay, well, a lot of times, for instance, Camper's Corner, things like that. You know,
we bought the Nash from Camper Corner.
Right, but what I'm saying is it's calling and says, I need.
Brought in here.
I'm saying, you call them and say, I need help because. Okay? And you'd be surprised how people will react to help each other. Now, also, too. My name is Dave Cunningham, okay? You are in my ward. My telephone number and everything is on a card right back there on the wall in the city. Please take one. And if you have any questions or anything I can do to help you, all right, call me, all right?
You would have to do the
I can't move it for you.
What about the deck? Do we have to move that away from it? Yeah, just up to it, but it's not attached to it.
That would be up to.
You can get it out.
Yeah, I don't think it
is. If you can move it out without taking the deck, then fine.
Right, yeah.
But as Mr. Zuber reported that you may have an issue with what they call the shadow of conveyance, which it does this when the water goes past something. So it may disrupt the water flow. I don't know. So those are things that you're going to have to deal with the owner of the property. The compliance officer, maybe he will be able to help with that. I do that all the time. You're nothing special there.
Well, I try not to cry.
You did a good job.
You're doing great.
So
I asked about the flowers and that and stuff. And then they said you could have two sheds. I tried to ask her, I only wanted that little one that the neighbor gave us when he died. The lady gentleman gave us that little shed. Well, I tried to tell Lisa that all I wanted for to get some of the stuff out of our shed that we wanted to keep and get rid of the other stuff. Well, I couldn't get that through to her. So 2 weeks ago on the Friday night, the lady gave me related to the guy in that 42, gave us my husband his walker because he could fail. I said, give him his nice walker. And they gave us that shed. Well, Miss Betty crossed the street, called Lisa, told her a bunch of stuff, and then she called the lady to give it to us, so she would give it to us now. Which is all right, but I just wanted to try to explain that I wanted to be some of that. So they worked back and helped me put it out in the road, you know what I mean? Or out in the yard.
Right.
So I wanted that shed to put the stuff that we wanted to keep to get out of there, and the rest up to sale. That was my plan. That's what I tried to tell her that I needed. He said, well, I don't care. So about later on that night, they called the cops out on me. They said he was fighting. And I wasn't, but I'm just talking like I'm talking now. To the lady across the street that has a nursery deal there. You know what, little Billy? She's the one that started all this with us. And they said, I don't care, because come this way to come this way. Well, you know how that feels, you know, when you're not able to do anything. Well, it kind of. But I tried to say that, and I told her, no, I wasn't fired. I was trying to discuss things with her. And I told her to stay in her own little yard and quit butting in. Now, that's the way I looked at life.
Okay. Well, we appreciate your speaking tonight. Thank you very much.
My name is Earl Muscat. My husband's name is Earl Muscat. We've been there for 29 years.
Anybody else like to speak to this issue? Anybody else like to have comments from the audience from the other issue?
I would. Oh, this is moment. Nancy Ferris with the League on the phone.
Just a moment. We have, okay, go ahead, Ms. Ferris.
Okay, this is changing the subject. Is that okay?
No. Not just yet. No. We have one more comment before you do that, okay? Hang on just a minute, ma'am.
Absolutely.
I live in the same area, space 61? Can't remember. Does the city have a designated place, you know, like if we are evacuated? I would have no idea where to go.
Mr. Cunningham's yard is open. since you're in his ward, he's very concerned about you.
Aren't we working on a evacuation? It was started a while ago, but then it kind of fell apart.
Wait, you're working on an evacuation plan?
Yes.
So we have nowhere to go?
Yes.
So, Mayor, do you want me to speak on that?
Please.
So a couple things is, I'm working with our emergency manager, Wayne Stenson. He's our emergency manager for Douglas County. And we're doing disaster preparedness preps, basically getting stuff together. And one of them is locating, or a part of it is logistically getting people in areas where we can get them. We're looking at schools, we're looking at gyms,
we're looking at
churches. You know, first thing comes into my mind when you say that is if we had a flood right now or some sort of natural disaster where we had to clear out the RV park, I'm looking at the Four Square Church. That's where I'm looking at right now.
Oh, that's right across,
yeah,
okay.
Right across. So, I mean, there's things that we'd be eyeing real quick, try to figure out how we're gonna logistically get the folks out of there. and get them placed, or temporary, some sort of temporary placement.
And we'll get some kind of notice of...
We have Red Cross down here assisting us. We have a huge amount of assistance if it happened in our area. If it was Douglas County or countywide, our resources are going to go down to nothing. So if it's an earthquake... honestly, if it's a big one, everyone's going to be on their own.
Yeah.
We're going to be an island here in Winston. We're going to have one or two officers here to assist the three firemen. That's it.
And
so, to give you an idea.
Don't forget, you are one of three RV parks that are affected with this.
Right.
Okay, so it's not just you guys, but two other fairly large RV parks.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
I was just wondering if we'd get a plan where to go, because like I said, I would have no idea if I was told right now. I wouldn't know where to go.
That's a good question.
Mr. Cunningham's yard.
Yeah, I need your address.
what's your main street? What's your
They answer that.
Your address.
With the sheds?
Yes.
It's up to the park manager first off, because if like the flood's here and your shed could break it, then it would be a problem,
right,
for sure.
Okay.
So then you're going to have to talk to Lisa. Whoever.
Yeah, it's a matter of public safety, and actually your safety.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Mrs. Paris, please.
Okay, gosh, that is some important stuff. What I'm coming to you tonight with is just to let you know that every year the League of Women Voters puts on a one-day garden tour. It's our fundraiser, but it's not that we really earn that much money, but it turns out it's a fabulous community event, and we love to work with local businesses and artists and musicians in these private gardens. It's just a one-day event, and we're coming to you on June 18th next year, and I'm calling just to let you know, also to say that we really want to be out there for that day, but we still need gardens, and I know that all of you are connected enough, and so that if you could get the word out that we need to hear from some other private gardeners in order to have this event. When I say it's a community event, I want to point out that we have a map for that one day in which we list local eateries for the patrons of the event. We have about 400 patrons during that day. And really, that's all I called in to say, to talk about.
Is your ear sore?
Excuse me?
Is your ear sore?
Well, I am very impressed with how your council just handled all of that, and it's really important business. Yeah, good for you all.
Thank you very much. So the garden tour is a year from now on June 18th, 22, correct?
Yes, it is.
You're not doing one this year?
We already had ours this year.
Oh, I missed it. Doggone it.
It was really great. This is the time of year when I need to come out with some of my committee to take looks at people's gardens, and so that's why I'm calling in right now. Any contacts that I could have you send my way, I'd really appreciate it. We're easy to find at LWBUV, that's League of Women Voters, Umpqua Valley, .org.
Okay.
All the information is there, so... And if any of you have suggestions for businesses that we can, we want to have local businesses, not the chains, on the garden tour map for the eateries and the public restrooms during the day, if that makes sense.
Yeah, very good. Thank you very much. I appreciate you wanting to include the local businesses. That's important.
Oh, it is. It's great. Okay, thank you all.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. You still with us, Alan?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, good. Thank you. Okay, so if we're done having people, then we got one more.
My name is Brian Armstrong. I live 31 Southeast Thompson Avenue, space number 36.
Okay.
I just want to say, you guys aren't going to be going around in a month from now giving out citations because we have too many.
We won't do that.
In our garden.
Chief's already made.
Yeah, no. And you know it takes like 3 to 4 months for us to get our tags from the state.
Yeah. No, we're not going to be doing that.
Okay. Yeah. I just started my garden. $200 to get my garden going in
the March. Ruling came down a few months ago that we had to update our ordinance, thank you, and from that it led to this, and so our goal is just to get everybody prepared up to code for what they're asking. It was never meant to create, incite.
That is, somewhat makes it seem like we're going to get
exactly. Yeah, no, I absolutely, and that's not. Yeah, that's worded from what it sounded like. He was reading different than what we were. What the ordinance was that came down from FEMA. And anyway, that sounds slightly different. They put their own words to that. Yeah.
I'm more concerned about the state thing than anything else.
That's all I was concerned.
I'd like to get that.
There's a nursery right across the river from us with thousands of planters in.
Well, that's more agricultural.
That's nursery.
Right. Not residential.
Right.
Yeah,
it's
a nursery.
It's not living beings,
We aren't worried about the trees surviving. We're worried about you.
Yes.
But 63 of us are not getting our trailers out there no matter what you do.
Right.
And half an hour.
Right.
Right.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Okay. So
we can try and do the best we can.
Yes.
Yes.
We need to plan ahead, and that's what we're saying. Yeah. Get your plans. You've got to start planning something.
Right. Right.
Thank you.
No,
thank you very much.
Thanks.
Anybody else? Going once? Twice? Councilor Harris, reports on the Economic Development Commission.
Economic Development is still looking for a few more members to join the board, so it wasn't too much discussed. Wildlife Safari is working on a grant for the wayfinding signage with our new branding that was approved. Obviously, there's no new movement on DC Co-op, which we're all excited and expecting to see soon. New businesses at that time was just a couple contractors that were doing jobs in town, but no new brick and mortars at this point. That's what I
looks like. Loggers is getting a little closer to
Loggers is getting closer. Fruition. I had a discussion with them today. The poll is now in. They are waiting for the three-phase power supply.
Right. Yeah. The poll got planted.
Poll got planted. So they're still, I think, 3 to 4 weeks out.
Great. Thank you, Lenny. Teresa DeWall, Park Board, you have a new member.
We do, hopefully. So the Park Board met on June 8th. So we did talk about the membership requirements, and the board did recommend Melissa Tristany to be added to the board for a vacancy. It's been over 90 days. So we would like you to vote on that this evening. We had a discussion. Pavilion funding for the park, and we also thank you
very much.
Thank you, everybody, for coming. Appreciate it. Thank you for answering our questions.
Thank you.
Hopefully, make sure you take my business card in case you can be of any help.
You can contact him. Thank you.
See, I cleared a room with the park board meeting.
Yeah.
Lord, don't be deaf.
I did. Well, you know how they feel.
Wow.
Ouch. Okay.
We discussed the 1, 5, and 10-year goals and when we need to work on that. And we reviewed any of the events that we had since the last meeting, which the one was Cruise for a Cause, which was a really, really nice event. So I think that one turned out. So we also, I talked to them and reminded the board that they needed to check on the alcohol, the OLCC permit for the event coming up this weekend. So they were aware that they needed to keep in touch.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also talked about some events that we could have in the future. The secretary, Terry Fink, did resign due to reasons out of her control. Terry Fink resigned as the secretary. She actually resigned completely from the board.
Excuse me, just a moment, Brandy. Could you please close those doors? Thank you. Okay, he's just running them out. Never mind. Sorry.
That's okay. And then we also talked about what needed to be done at some of the parks as far as updating some of the restrooms. And then Andy reminded the board that any projects, we need to submit a project worksheet so he can let us know what they can and cannot do for our projects.
So okay.
That sums that up.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So we need to have a motion.
Can I do the motion?
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Okay. I make a motion that we approve the appointment of Melissa Tristany to the Park Board.
And I second.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Congratulations, Melissa.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Roster update. We've got that in our packet. Robert Zuber. Zuber.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Robert Zuber again from Winston Realty Insurance. Agent of record for insurance agent of record for the city of Winston. In your packet, you should have the proposal from City County Insurance Services. It is up from last year. However, it wasn't as bad as we thought. Well, we budgeted for it. It came in actually less than what their percentage they said that it was going to go up. So I guess that's good. The total premium for the coming year is $106,680.67. You should have a general summary, just breaking down by the autos, vehicles, property. Beyond that has the actual more of your property coverages and your schedules. We didn't have a bad year for losses. We had one loss, and that was one of the officers didn't get the patrol car in park, and it rear-ended another vehicle, and the company paid out $5,877. That was the only claim this year. We had one other claim filed. Claimant alleged that the police department failed to protect her son from a convicted felon who killed him and put a professional liability suit against the city. Well, CIS threatened back with a frivolous suit to the attorney, and they let everything go.
That's the ongoing one. That was what, Melvin or something?
I don't have the names here with me, but that was basically the end of the deal. They were saying that the city, that the police should have known this guy was a felon and out there and protected her son. Well, there's no way. And I was surprised the attorney would write in the first place write that.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
When
that's crazy.
Presented, I was like, but they were basically throwing it on the wall and seeing if anything stick, or if the insurance would just settle to shut them up and pay a little bit. But CIS did not. They had their attorney write them the letter saying that it was not. Deal, and if they wanted to pursue, that CIS would also pursue against the attorney and them for filing a frivolous suit.
Okay, Robert, thank you very much. Do we need to make any motions or just information?
Yes, no, you need to make a motion to approve this proposal so that we can get it signed and get it to the insurance company and have an effective 7-1.
How much was it down? What was the expected, I guess?
Well, we were expecting really about, was it 15 point some percent?
There was different percentages on some of it was property, some of it was liability.
Yeah, it came out about 10%.
Okay.
So.
Very good. Looking for a motion to approve.
I'm sorry, I wasn't here the last meeting, but my father had cataract surgery, and he had no way of getting back from
Portland. Oh, boy.
No problem.
That's okay, Robert. How's he doing?
I got volunteered to drive.
You sure? Is he doing okay?
Yeah, he's doing good.
Good.
Okay.
Good. Okay, so I need a motion to...
I make a motion that we approve the insurance resolution number 21-044. Is that correct? Mm-hmm.
No, there's no resolution.
There's no resolution. It's just,
yeah.
It's just we're approving the...
The proposal.
The proposal.
Okay.
I second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the property liability proposal summary. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Thank you very much. Robert, thank you much for your time. Appreciate you being here. Okay, we got Melissa. Okay, reports, boards, and commissions. Christopher Sherlock is not here, but the report is in the packet. Is Chief Sardi available?
He's talking to
someone. Is he schmoozing?
He's coming in now.
Okay.
You heard his name. You're up.
Sorry.
That's okay. Anything to report?
No, I don't have anything else to add.
Nothing to add? Okay. Thank you much. Mr. Bauer's not in attendance. Andy, you have anything to offer tonight?
Come on, Andy.
You know, our just a couple things. Our East Side project, of course, that's the big one. That was the, you know, I'm sure everybody's gone through that. That's been a nice one. We have about a $17,000 budget on that one, which is very rare. So that came out really well. Really good comments from the local residents. We've been a long time on that one. So excited to wrap that up. We're, of course, moving into our shop, starting that process, which is exciting, but it's also, you know, it's just part of the transition, moving over, working on our new, starting our Westside flushing sewer mains, CCTV, we have our new system up. We just had training on our Q system, which we're excited about. It's actually goes out and can actually work and actually look at things.
Accomplish something?
That's all good. So we're starting on that one. We'll be transitioning in and kind of cleaning up some of our right-of-ways, maintaining our normal activities, and of course our parks, park activities. A few runs coming up for Saturday. We have a music fest coming up with Mr. Shoot the Fest, or it's coming Saturday. So I don't know, it's just kind of a quick overview.
Has that been a pleasant experience for you guys?
The which part of that?
The The preparation for the event, has the communication been?
I believe that this event, in my opinion, trying to put something together in such a short notice, because he's now looking at Saturday morning to start doing a sound system. So it's going to be some work, but we'll do everything on our part. We'll have our stuff set up, so we'll do everything we can on our end.
Chief Sardi.
Yes, sir.
Is this going to affect your department severely?
As far as
staffing,
I mean, it's gonna be tight. I mean, we're gonna be using some other agencies to come down, but
okay.
We have all everyone on board. So.
Have you done any kind of research into what this group is like? We'll talk.
All right.
We'll find out.
Andy, is there what's planned for the west side now from roads this year?
Oh, after the budget's approved, one of the things we'd like to do is pick up, it's about every 2 or 3 years where we have that cycle of funds back from the street transportation, and that process has changed again. Our funding has decreased. The amount of federal funding change has decreased a bit, so we'll have to reevaluate that process has changed. But we want to pick up a couple of these areas on the west side, some of the kind of neglected overlooking areas. We'd like to be able to do something without sewer main and storm replacement. That being said, it kind of narrows that where we can work that down drastically, but we'd like to do something for some of these off little pieces that kind of get overlooked, the folks that that's kind of where we're focusing on.
That's a good idea.
Very good. Thank you, Andy.
Thanks, Andy.
Anything else for Andy?
Thank you, Andy, for all your help.
Thank you.
She needs lots of it.
I do.
Okay, new business licenses. Michelle's Pipeline, Inc. Michelle's Utility Services, Brilliant Butterfly, and Knife River Materials. These have all been approved, Chief?
Yes, all business licenses have been.
Very good. Need a motion to approve the business licenses in whole?
Make a motion that we approve the business licenses in whole.
I second that.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Pose same sign. Thank you very much. Motion carries. Now, page 2. Resolution 21-991, Pasture Land Lease Agreement, to be read by title only. Ms. Munson, please.
Yes, this is Resolution 21-991, a resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council, authorizing City Manager to enter a lease agreement titled Winston Green Wastewater Treatment Facility Pasture Land with Joe Hammock for the period commencing July 1, 2021 and ending June 30, 2023 for the amount of $1,200.
Any questions for...
Did we get that for 2 years?
2 years.
Yes.
That's 2 years.
Yeah. Okay. As requested.
Any comments from the audience? All in favor?
Aye.
Well, excuse me. Motion.
Need a motion.
Need a motion.
I make a motion.
Well, I have a motion to approve Resolution 21-991. Looking for a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you very much. Okay, Ann. We're looking for resolutions 21-992 through 21-996. It's a fiscal period, City of Winston's 20, 2021-22 fiscal period, adopting budget with appropriations, municipal service certifications, election to receive state revenues, imposing and categorizing taxes, and adopting classification and compensation schedule. Ms. Munson, please.
Okay, so does anyone have any questions on my staff report?
No.
I'll read resolution 21992 by title. Is a resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon, City Council adopting the operating and capital budget for the City of Winston for the 2021-2022 fiscal year and making appropriations in the amount of $9,994,887.
Do we have to approve these individually?
Yes.
Okay, so I need a motion to approve resolution 21992.
I make a motion to approve resolution 21-992.
I should have asked for comments from the audience.
Oops.
We have a motion. Looking for a second?
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Thank you very much. Okay, now we move to resolution 21993. Ms. Munson?
Yes, resolution 21993 is a resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon, City Council certifying the provision of certain municipal services by the City of Winston, and they are listed in section one. This has to go to the State of Oregon so that we will receive our state revenue sharing.
Okay, any comments from the audience on resolution 21993? All in favor? Excuse me, motion?
I make a motion that we accept 21-993 as read.
I have a motion, looking for a second.
I second that.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor of approving resolution 21-993?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Thank you very much. Resolution 21-994. Ms. Munson again, please.
Yes, resolution number 21-994 is a resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon, City Council declaring that the City of Winston's election to receive state revenues for the 2021-2022 fiscal year.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Munson. Any comments from the audience? Council action. Need a motion to approve resolution 21994.
I can't talk tonight, sorry.
I'm feeling the same issue.
We're all.
So I have a motion to accept resolution 21994, looking for a second.
Second.
Have a motion in 3 seconds, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed, same sign? Thank you very much. Resolution
21995.
I'm not signing that. Oh, wait, it's stuck. That's there we go. Resolution 21, yeah. Resolution 21995. Ms. Munson.
Yes, resolution number 21995 is a resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon, City Council imposing and categorizing taxes for the City of Winston for the 2021-2022 fiscal year. And we have to certify the tax rate at 4.2718 per 1,000 tax.
Vatican. Okay, any comments from the audience? Questions from council? All in favor? Alan.
Yeah, can I, and is that the same tax rate we've had every year?
Yes. Absolutely.
I thought it was. Just wanted to make sure. I'm just trying to come up with a. I don't have my deal from last year, so I'm just making sure.
Well, that doesn't apply to you. You go for the higher rate.
Always.
Yes, sir, it is.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Alan. Okay, so I'm looking for a motion to approve resolution 21995.
I make that motion.
I have a motion, looking for 1 second.
I second.
I have a motion and 1 second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you very much. Okay, resolution 21996. Ms. Munson.
Yes, resolution number 21996 is a resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon, City Council adopting the classification and compensation schedule for the City of Winston for the 2021-2022 fiscal year as the attachment Schedule A.
Any comments from the audience? Questions from council? Looking for a motion to approve resolution 21-996.
I make a motion to approve resolution number 21-996.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Pose same sign. Motion carries. Thank you very much. Okay. So now, ordinance 21-699, amending the water franchise agreement. I don't have that in my packet. So, Ms. Munson?
It's a couple pages behind the schedule.
Oh, wait. Page
35.
Quit looking, I found it. Ms. Munson, please, 21-699.
Yes, ordinance 21-699 is an ordinance of the City of Winston, Oregon, City Council amending ordinance 21-698 by fixing the 6% franchise fee for the initial 5-year term of the agreement.
I'd like to also make note of this. This is the second reading, so I need a motion to approve 21-699.
I make a motion that we approve ordinance 21-699.
Looking for a second? I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Pose same sign. Thank you very much. Ordinance 21-700. This is a
free bike. I have a question.
Oh.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Hang on a second. I'd like Ms. Munson to please read the title.
Certainly. Ordinance number 21-700, an ordinance of the City of Winston, Oregon, City Council amending ordinance 21-696, allowing for the City of Winston business owners to gain membership to the Economic Development Board, regardless of the fact that they may live outside the city.
Thank you very much. Questions? Comments from council? Comments from the audience? Questions from council?
I have comments. So we discussed this at the urban renewal meeting where I'm a liaison, that there are several business owners in town that live outside the community but want to look at joining the board and being a community involved member on the board. And so Mark wrote this amendment to our previously discussed ordinance.
So if they they own businesses here,
but they don't.
They live in California, they can still vote, like big conglomerates.
This is only on actions within the Economic Development Board.
Yes.
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 Okay. But still, even if they
Would have to attend the meetings and be part, you know, contributing member of the board.
Can I ask what the discussion was behind this? Is it because we need more members?
Because we need more members, okay. And yeah, it's obviously about the economic development of the community.
I don't think it's a
and
bad
the
idea.
The ones we want to come to.
Yeah, I mean, anybody in the community, but obviously there's people in the community that are on business boards that don't live inside. I mean, we have people that are close by, like Looking Glass, that can't join this board due to the way that ordinance is written.
And that I agree with.
Yeah.
It's just the big people
I think
own great big units.
They also have to apply and then get past us.
Okay,
they
have to be approved. So
there's an application process. There's also a desire process on their part. They have the desire to participate.
Yes.
And I doubt they drive.
I think it's a great question. Don't misunderstand, but I don't think that's a.
No, that's
I don't think it's right.
Not a real,
but as long as they have to, and they have to go.
Yeah.
A real valid concern, but thank you very much. Okay, so.
Can I ask a question?
Absolutely.
Are there going to be also a stipulation that they have to attend meetings once in a while, and if they may miss a whole bunch of meetings in a row, that they would be asked to resign, or is there something in there that says they have to be an active board member?
No, I believe it says in the original ordinance that you have to be a contributing member, Alan.
Okay, so if they miss a whole bunch of meetings in a row, they can be removed?
I would imagine.
I believe so, the way it's written. Yeah.
Okay.
That means you can miss three, Alan, but you got to be at the fourth one.
Okay. Yeah.
Thanks, Alan.
Yeah, if I attend one, I guess I'll start. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. I know how meeting centric your life is.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Okay, so looking for a motion to approve 21700.
I make a motion to approve 21700.
Second?
I second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you very much. Non-agenda items from council.
I have one.
Oh, excuse me.
We missed one. We have a staff report from me on page 12. It's regarding the workers' compensation same renewal.
Oh. These pages are sticky this time. I don't know why I could have done that or how.
There we go.
Page 12 and page 13.
Thanks, Ann.
Thank you for the catch.
Well, it's important. I've got to get this one signed as well. We have to get it signed.
Okay.
Send the money.
So I'm looking for the motion for page 12, page 13.
Yes, the good news is it's down. A little bit more money, but basically it's because the payroll's gone up. Our workers' comp rates are still down and doing really well.
Because the risk was low?
Yes.
Right.
Okay. See, I don't have a... It's not...
It was in a weird place. Oh, is that what you...
I don't find it on the agenda is my issue. Okay, I'm sorry. So you want to give us your staff report then, please, Anne?
Certainly. So this is our workers' compensation insurance renewal. This year it is combined. CIS and SAFE have combined, which is going to be a win-win, I think, for everyone. It allows us to maintain our good, excellent rating. It's based on our total payroll and then the base rates that are set by the state. And then in addition to that, we get a discount if we do well and keep our people safe and don't have claims. Again, the city had no large claims. Our experience modifier went down again. It went from 0.69 to 0.67, which is excellent. And the premium this year is 2.1% more. However, the payroll was 7.1% more than last year. So again, the rates have gone down. The actual gross payroll has gone up. So I recommend that the City Council approve this renewal policy for SAFE.
Any comments from the audience? Questions from Council? Okay, looking for a motion to approve. Is this Finance 21-02? Is that what we're calling this?
Yes, or just the SAFE. It's we're going to approve the SAFE proposal in the amount of $25,379.90.
What she said.
Yeah.
I make a motion that we approve Ann's recommendation on the workers' compensation insurance renewal.
I second that.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you, Ann. Sorry we missed that.
Okay,
non-agenda items from council, please.
I have one that I want to make clear that I did not vote on ordinance number 21-699
for the water
in regard to the water.
Thank you for your recusal. I should have said that earlier, and I apologize. So thank you for bringing that to my attention. I'm serious. I apologize for not mentioning that earlier. So it wasn't a unanimous. It was not a unanimous vote, and Councillor White declined to vote because she is a member of the board of directors of the Water Board as well. Upcoming agenda items. Go to the order. Check copies were in our packets. Claims in excess of $500. July 2nd, Riverbend Live begins. July 3rd, Winston Area Independence Day celebration and fireworks. July 4th, Happy Independence Day. July 5th, city offices are closed in observance of Independence Day, number 245. Fly your flags, please. And our next council meeting will be July 13th. That's a Tuesday.
Which I hate.
And that's it for this meeting. We're going to go into an executive session. So thank you all for attending.
Thank you.
And we will go behind closed doors now. Thank you. Ann, would you please stay?
I will stay. What time did the meeting usually start?
7 o'clock, sir.
7:00. Thank you for coming.
Thank you, guys.
And there's no charge for admission. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, thanks so much for coming.
Meeting adjourned. Meeting adjourned at 8:05 p.m.